In the Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Rupa Goswami includes the following verse.
O nektaru uputa knjizi, koja se zove također Upadeshamrita na sanskritu, Rupa Goswami, jedan veliki učitelj, navodi sljedeći stih.
Utsaha nischaya daryat tat tat karma pravartanat. That these three qualities of enthusiasm, determination, and patience are essential for bringing fruits in Krishna consciousness.
Govori o tome kako su ove tri kvalitete entuzijazam, odlučnost i strpljenje esencijalne za postizanje, da dostignemo plodove svjesnosti Krišne.
So you're doing really well in enthusiasm.
I zaista moram reći da dobro radite sa entuzijazmom.
And they say that a good beginning is half the work.
A kažu, dobar početak je pola posla.
Then all that is needed is a little bit of determination.
A nakon toga sve što je potrebno je malo odlučnosti.
To just say yes, I'll take this opportunity, this very rare opportunity.
Da kažemo da, prihvatit ću ovu rijetku priliku.
Somehow or other, this great treasure has come now to Croatia.
Na neki način ovo veliko blago je sada stiglo u Hrvatsku.
When it exactly started, who knows?
Kad je točno stiglo, tko zna? Počelo.
Somehow or other, the holy name of Krishna reached Croatia.
Na neki način, sveto ime Krishna je došlo do Hrvatske.
That's a long time ago.
To je bilo prije mnogo godina.
Maybe 45 years ago or more.
Možda 45 godina prije, ili još više.
Somehow or other, the holy name entered.
Na neki način, sveto ime je ušlo u Hrvatsku.
But no one knew exactly what happened.
No, nitko gotovo nije znao što se dogodilo s tome.
The mercy of Lord Chaitanya comes in invisible ways.
Milost gospodina Chaitanya stiže na nevidljive načine.
In unknown ways.
Na nepoznate načine.
Unexpected ways.
I na neočekivane načine.
In my life at least it did.
Barem u mom životu to je tako bilo.
Because I got a girlfriend and her dog was named Krishna.
Ja sam imao djevojke, a njen pas se zvao Krishna.
I had never thought of that.
Nikad nisam mogao pomisliti na tako nešto.
I was calling the dog at night.
Ja bih psa noću zvao.
And it wouldn't come back very easily.
Ja se ne bi baš tako lako vraćao, ne bi se lako odazvao.
Because it knew once it comes to going home.
Jer je znao, jednom kad dođe idemo kući.
So I would be calling very loud, Krishna! Krishna!
Tako bih ja glasno dozivao.
Around the whole neighborhood, every night.
U čitavom susjedstvu.
Harinam Sankirtan.
Došao sam počas Harinam Sankirtan.
But I didn't know.
Ali nisam to znao.
So the holy name had already arrived.
Sveto ime, znači, već je stiglo.
I had no idea what it meant.
Nisam pojma imao što to znači.
One day, there was a musician, he was a piano player, and he invited me to join him in some jam session.
Jednog dana jedan pijanist, glazbenik, me pozvao da mu se pridružim u jednoj svirci.
So I played guitar, so together we were doing some music.
Ja sam svirao gitaru i zajedno smo proizvali neku glazbu.
And he says, let's do some ragas.
Onda mi je rekao, hajmo sada da sviramo ragas.
Oh yes, ragas from India, you know.
Rage, melodije iz Indije.
Sacred sound, you know, ragas.
Sveti zvuci. Rage.
So we're doing some ragas.
Tako su pjevali, svirali nešto tih raga.
And then he says, let's do some mantra.
A onda mi je rekao, hajmo sad nešto mantre.
So I think raga, mantra, it's all the same.
Ja sam mislio da, raga, mantra.
So yes, let's do some mantra.
Može, fajno.
And next moment he started to sing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
I sljedeći trenutak on je počeo pjevati Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
And I thought, nice, this mantra, it is a spiritual sound.
I ja sam mislio, lijepo, to je mantra, duhovni zvuk.
But I had no knowledge.
Ali nisam imao znanje.
I didn't know what it meant.
Nisam uistinu znao što to znači.
Now if you say Krishna, I will think peacock feather, lotus eyes, flute, yellow dhoti, blackish body.
Sada ako kažete Krishna, ja ću misliti pero, kosi, flauta, tamno puto tijelo, lijepe oči, lotusne oči
doti.
I žuti dhoti.
Mm-hmm. And of course I could say many more things.
Naravno, mogu bi još reći mnogo stvari koje mi dođe.
I can say nails like mother of pearl.
Mogu reći nokti poput majke bisera.
Who has nails like mother of pearl?
Mother, huh?
Oh, that's what they call it in English.
Yeah, mother.
The inside of the shell is mother of pearl.
Morski biser. Morski biser.
Anyway. Krishna has nails like that.
Krishna ima takve nokte.
So many things one can say about Krishna, because now I know something about Krishna.
Toliko mnogo mogu reći sad od Krishna, znam.
But at that time I didn't know anything. For me, Krishna was just sound.
Ali tada je Krishna za mene bio samo zvuk.
Mantra means sacred sound. That's all I knew.
Mantra znači sveti zvuk, to je sve što sam znao.
So the more we hear about Krishna, the more we begin to understand Krishna.
Što više slušamo o Krishni, više ga počinjemo shvaćati.
The more we begin to see Krishna.
I više ga počinjemo vidjeti.
The more Krishna becomes a reality to us.
I to nam više Krishna postaje stvarnost.
And Krishna, of course, performs so many pastimes.
Krishna naravno provodio toliko mnogo zabava.
Vrindavan is Krishna's eternal abode.
Vrindavan je Krishnino vječno prebivalište.
In that Vrindavan, everything is made for Krishna's pleasure.
I tom Vrindavanu sve je sačinjeno za zadovoljstvo Krishna.
So there is a difference between Split and Vrindavan.
I postoji mala razlika između Splita i Vrindavana.
Because many people in Split, they think that Split is made for their pleasure. At least, it looked, I took a walk through the city and it looked like that. And so many other things. I looked in some of the cafes. I saw that the wine is very cheap. How much was it again?
50 kunas.
Huh?
50 kunas.
For 5 liters. Yeah. 50 kunas for 5 liters.
50 kunas, 5 liters.
So that's cheap.
To je jeftino.
So in Croatia, not. It is not exactly Vrindavan. There are some differences. Vrindavan, everything is for the pleasure of
Krishna.
The trees are for the pleasure of Krishna. They produce flowers, they produce fruits, and honey is dripping. Balaram is catchy. He likes honey. The earth is beautified with jewels and there are all these cows, wish-fulfilling desire cows, also with lotus eyes.
Zemlja je bogata vegetacijom i također su tu krave koje imaju jako lijepe duge oči i koje daju mnogo mlijeka.
Sri Akanta Kanta Paramah Krishna. So we see Krishna surrounded with so many amazing devotees.
I vidimo Krishnu okruženog stoliko mnogo izuzetnih bhakta.
Goddesses of fortune.
Božica sreće.
But Krishna himself is not just there to be served by endless devotees.
Ali Krishna nije tu samo da bi ga služili ti nebrojni bhakti.
They're all bowing down to who? To Krishna. They're all cooking for who? For Krishna. They're all serving Krishna. They're all cleaning for Krishna.
Oni tu odaju poštovanje Krishni, oni kuhaju za Krishnu, oni čiste za Krishnu.
And Krishna is not just sitting there all day receiving all the offerings.
A Krishna nije da on sjedi čitav dan i samo prima sve te.
No, Krishna himself is doing many things.
Krishna sam radi mnoge stvari.
He plays his flute.
Svira flautu svoju.
Which drives the minds of so many completely mad.
Što skroz izluđuje umove mnogih bhakta. Pozitivno smisli.
It is said that when the cows from a great distance hear Krishna's flute, their ears stand straight on their head.
Kaže, kad krave iz velike udaljenosti čuju Krishnu flautu, njihove uši odmah se usprave.
And they try to catch that sound.
Pokušavaju uhvatiti taj zvuk.
And naturally they go towards that sound.
Prirodno idu ka tom zvuku.
But then as they get closer, the sound gets too strong.
Ali kako se približavaju, zvuk je sve jači.
And they cannot tolerate it.
Postaje toliko jak, ne mogu više podnijeti.
It's just too intense.
Preintenzivno.
It just upsets their heart so much that they think they're going to die.
Toliko im to uznemiri srce da misle da će umreti.
So then the cows, they stand up and they cover their ears. In the hope not to hear the flute anymore.
Zatim krave ustanu i pokriju svoje uši kako ne bi čuli više tu flautu.
But still Krishna keeps on playing.
Ali Krishna nastavlja svirati.
Then the cows, they go before Krishna and they put a blade of grass in their mouths as a sign of humility.
Onda krave dođu pred Krishnu sa slamkama trave među zubima kao znak poniznosti.
And they beg him, please stop. Still Krishna doesn't stop. So finally the cows, they just can't take it anymore and they freeze and they become like statues. The trees, however, start shaking and like moving. The river stops flowing.
Rijeke prestaju teći.
But there are little whirlpools of ecstasy.
Ali postoje mali virovi danasa.
And when Krishna puts his lotus feet in the water to cool his feet, the water plants, they grab his feet and they will not let go.
A kad Krishna svoje stopalo uroni u rijeku, onda ga vode na pinke, grabe ta stopala i neće da ga puste.
So Vrindavan is such a place.
Takvo mjesto u Vrindavan.
A place completely dedicated to Krishna.
A mjesto potpuno posvećeno Krishna.
It is like that in the spiritual world.
To je tako u duhovnom svijetu.
Then we read that there is also Vrindavan on this planet.
Onda čitamo da postoji također Vrindavan na ovoj planeti.
And that Vrindavan is covered by a layer of illusion.
A taj Vrindavan je prekriven
So there is Golok Vrindavan, the spiritual world, Boma Vrindavan, Vrindavan of earth, covered by a layer of
Yogamaya.
And then there is a third Vrindavan.
Postoji treći Vrindavan.
And that third Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami explains in his Bhakti Sandar.
I Jiva Goswami, veliki učitelj, objašnjava taj treći Vrindavan u svojoj knjizi.
There Jiva Goswami explains that, he says, Mathura, meaning Vrindavan, Mathura is a state of consciousness.
On tu kaže da je Mathura, to gdje se nalazi Vrindavan, okružuje je nivo svijesti.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mora man Vrindavan, my mind is Vrindavan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kaže, moj um je Vrindavan.
And then in the mood of Radharani he says, so, and if you like, since you like Vrindavan, speaking to Krishna, please put your lotus feet there in my mind.
i kaže mu u svom umu, budući voliš Vrindavan, onda stavi svoje lotosno stopala tamo u mom umu.
So our mind is meant to be Vrindavan.
Naš um je namijenjen da bude Vrindavan.
That means that the mind should be only for the pleasure of Krishna.
To znači da bi um trebao biti potpuno namijenjen za zadovoljstvo Krishna.
Think about that for a moment.
Zamislite to na trenutak.
We are lucky.
Mi smo sretni.
In this age of Kali, this age of materialism,
sretnici u ovom dobu materializma, dobu Kali,
we are very lucky.
Smo sretnici.
It says, because when we think of good things, even when we don't do them, we get the benefit.
Jer kaže se da u ovom dobu, ako mislimo na dobre stvari, čak ako ih ne uradimo, dobijemo dobrobiti za to.
And if you think of bad things,
ako mislite na loše stvari,
nothing happens.
Ništa se neće dogoditi.
We are lucky.
Sretnice.
So, I mean, imagine that the mind has to be like Vrindavan, completely for the pleasure of Krishna.
Zamislite um koji je potpuno za zadovoljstvo Krishna.
And that in our mind we think of endless ways to make offerings to Krishna. That is Vrindavan.
I u svom umu mislimo nebrojne načine kako bi radili razne ponude Krishna. To je Vrindavan.
We sit and make plans.
Sjedimo i spravimo planove.
And you think, like, what can I do now for Krishna?
I mislimo, šta sad mogu učiniti za Krishna?
What more can I do to please Krishna?
Što još mogu učiniti da zadovoljim Krishna?
There is no limit.
Nema ograničenja.
That is Vrindavan.
To je Vrindavan.
And we see that. Even now we go to the Vrindavan on this earth.
Vidimo to čak i sad kad odemo u Vrindavan koji nam je zemlji.
Everywhere, so many temples.
Posvuda toliko mnogo hramova.
So many holy places.
Toliko svetih mjesta.
Just opposite of our temple, there is the place where Krishna swallowed the forest fire.
Točno nasuprot našeg hrama je mjesto gdje je u prošlosti Krishna progutao šumski požar.
And after a hot meal, you want to drink something cool.
A nakon vrućeg obroka želite popiti nešto hladno.
So Krishna made a hole in the ground to get some cool water, and he drank some nice cool drinks.
Krishna napravio malu rupicu i odatle proizveo vodu.
So now there is still a pond there.
Još uvijek tamo postoji ta.
Just so close to our temple.
Vrlo blizu našeg hrama.
A little further in another direction.
A malo dalje u drugom smjeru.
There you can find a deity of Garuda Govinda.
Možete vidjeti božanstvo Garuda Govinda.
It is said one time the cowherd boy Sridhar, he turned into Garuda and Krishna stood on his shoulders.
Jednom se prijatelj Krishna pastir pretvorio, Sridhar pretvorio Garudu, pticu, i Krishna je stao na njegova ramena.
We can still see the deity.
I još uvijek možemo vidjeti božanstvo posvećeno tom.
It's not so far.
Nije daleko od hrama.
Or very close, there is Raman Reti.
I vrlo blizu Raman Reti.
Where the cows used to rest in the afternoon.
Gdje bi krave odmarale popodne.
So now in Vrindavan is just endless places reminding us of Krishna, Krishna, Krishna everywhere.
Tako da u Vrindavanu su nebrojna mjesta koja nas posuda podsjeća na Krishna.
One day in Kamyavan.
Jednog dana u šumi Kamyavani.
Krishna went to the gopis and said, you should give all these offerings of milk sweets to me.
Krishna prišao pastiricama, gopijama i rekao im, trebate sve te vaše mliječne proizvode ponuditi meni.
He said, why should we give it to you? He said, because I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you should give to me.
I tako trebate dati meni.
And they said, can you prove that?
Ana mi rekao, možeš li ti to dokazati?
Said when Lord Ramachandra came, he made a bridge across the water.
Rekli su, u prošlosti kad se pojavila inkarnacija Ramachandra, on je izgradio most preko mora.
If you are the Supreme Personality of God, then you prove it.
Plutajući most od kamenja, možeš li ti to dokazati da si ti Bog?
Krishna said, okay.
Krishna rekao, u redu.
And he called all the monkeys and they came from the trees.
Pozvali sve majmune koji su došli sa stabala.
And the monkeys took many stones.
I majmuni su uzeli mnogo kamenja.
And with their finger they wrote the name of Krishna on every stone.
I sa svojim prstima su napisali na svakom kamenu ime Krishna.
Threw it in the water.
Bacili to u vodu.
And there was a bridge.
I nastao postepeno most.
And then the gopis walked across.
I onda su gopije prešetale preko tog mosta.
Being very pleased with this arrangement.
Jako zadovoljni s tim aranžmanom.
In this way, Vrindavan, so many pastimes.
Na taj način u Vrindavanu postoji toliko mnogo takvih zabava.
One can spend a lifetime.
Možete provesti čitav život.
Discovering the holy dawn.
Otkrivajući sveto mjesto.
And everywhere are devotees.
I svuda su bhakte.
They're remembering and worshipping Krishna in that way.
Oni se sjećaju, obožavaju Krishnu na taj način.
Just like Nanda and Yasoda and all the cowherd men are remembering Krishna's amazing activities.
Kao Nanda, Yashoda i svi ostali pastiri se sjećaju Krishnine aktivnosti.
So all this is there in a mind that is Vrindavan.
I sve to je u umu koji je Vrindavan.
So this is really our objective.
I to je naš cilj.
To change our mind.
Promijeniti našu.
Somehow or other we have to change our mind.
Na neki način ćemo promijeniti um.
And for that, the mantra will work.
Tu će mantra djelovati.
It will gradually purify our mind and bring more and more Krishna in there.
Postepeno će pročistiti naš um i dovesti više i više Krishna tu.
And we simply hear about Krishna.
Jednostavno ga slušamo Krishna.
And gradually, all selfish desires disappear.
Postepeno, sve sebične želje će jednostavno nestati.
Admendriya pritivanša tarabhavikam, Krishnendriya pritivanša tarabhavikam. When we are trying to serve our own senses, then we speak of lust.
Kad pokušamo služiti vlastita čula, osjetila, govorimo o požudi.
And when we try to satisfy the senses of Krishna, then we speak of love.
A kada pokušamo zadovoljiti osjetila Krishna, tada govorimo o ljubavi.
And that is the nature of the spiritual world.
I to je priroda duhovnog svijeta.
So this is not some sort of religious movement where you have to become a member.
Ovo nije neka vrst religijskog pokreta čiji vi trebate postati član.
It is not about membership.
Nije to toliko o članstvu.
It's about more than that.
Malo više od toga.
It's not about going to a religious building once a week.
Nije to otići u religijsku ustanovu jednog tjedna.
Twice a week.
Ili dva put tjedna.
Or even every day of the week.
Ili čak svaki dan tjedna.
Although that's good.
Iako je to dobro.
But that's not the goal.
No, to nije cilj.
The goal is that Vasudev Sarvam Iti, that Krishna becomes everything.
Cilj je spoznati da je Krishna sve.
Everything.
Sve.
There's like the most important thing of all to us.
Kao najvažnija od svih stvari za nas.
And that whatever we do is offered to Krishna.
I što god da radimo, se ponudi Krishna.
Whatever we have.
Što god imamo.
So that is very nice, that is Krishna consciousness.
To je jako lijepo i to je svjesnost Krishna.
And just by this chanting of Hare Krishna, this natural attraction to Krishna is awakened.
A jednostavnim pjevanjem Hare Krishna, ta prirodna privrženost prema Krishni se jednostavno budi u nama.
Because the name of Krishna is non different from Krishna.
Jer ime Krishna se ne razlikuje od samog Krishna.
And even if somebody has no knowledge,
i čak ako neko nema znanja.
If he begins to chant his name of Krishna, he may have no idea what it's all about.
I ako nema nikakvu ideju o čemu je sve ovo, a ako počne pjevati ime Krishna.
But if he goes on doing it, it will just change his life.
I nastavi to raditi, jednostavno će promijeniti njegov život.
And if you don't believe it, just look at me.
Ako ne vjerujete, pogledajte mene.
Some change is there.
Neke promjene tu.
From when I was walking with that dog.
Od kad sam šetao s tim psom.
Somehow, some change came.
Nekako, neka promjena se dogodi.
Not immediately.
Ne istog trena.
Somehow, I got the Bhagavad Gita.
Nekako dobio sam knjigu Bhagavad Gita.
I'd been in India.
Bio sam u Indiji.
So when I was reading it, I thought, yes, 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 I know all this. But in my other hand, I still had a cigarette and I'm blowing rings through rings. What can we say? Now when I read the Bhagavad Gita, I just think, well, this is very deep, I don't understand very much.
Sad kada čitam Bhagavad Gita, mogu reći, ovo je veoma duboko, ne razumijem baš mnogo.
There is so much more than I understand.
Postoji toliko mnogo više nego što ja mogu shvatiti.
Before I was a devotee, I got these two books. I got the Bhagavad Gita and the other book was the Krishna book.
Prije nego što sam bio bhakta, dobio sam dvije knjige, jedna je Bhagavad Gita, a druga knjiga o Krishna.
And the Krishna book, I didn't like it.
Te priče o Krišni nisu mi se sviđale.
I'll tell you why.
Reći ću vam zašto.
Because it's about Krishna fighting with different demons.
Jer tu se Krišna bori sa različitim demonima.
And you may think I don't like demons. No, that's not the problem. I like demons. No, the problem was that in every story, there was a demon, and then Krishna would come, and then 1, 2, 3, 5, boom, demon dead.
Svako od tih priča došao bi neki veliki demon, i Krishna, 1, 2, 3, boom, i demon je mrtav.
And I go like, what kind of book is this? There is no plot in this book.
Nema razvoj radnje.
You know, I like those books where you kind of over tolerate it and you have to look in the last page, you know, who has won, was it Krishna or the demon?
Ja volim one knjige gdje ne možete više tolerirati, onda otvorite na zadnju stranu da vidite tko je pobjedio Krishna ili demon.
So I didn't like that book.
Tako da mi se, zapravo nisam, nije mi se sviđa ta knjiga.
But then later, when I joined the temple,
ali kasnije kad sam se pridružio u hramu,
they told me to sit down and read this Back to Godhead magazine.
Rekli su mi da sjednem i pročitam magazin koji se zove Back to Godhead.
And I said, oh, I've already read it.
I rekao sam, pa već sam ga pročitao.
They said, no problem. A devotee can read it again and again.
Rekli su mi, nema problema. Bhakta može čitati iznova i iznova.
So it's okay. So I sit with the magazine and reading it.
Sjero sam čitao.
And reading it again.
Čitao ponovo i ponovo.
And then the devotee came, so I said, like, yeah, I'm here, you know. He said, yes, yes, just stay there and keep on reading. So the whole day I was reading this magazine. And I got some realizations from it. Because as I was reading it, I found again and again, I found new things that I didn't see before.
Jer čitajući iznova sam vidio nove stvari koje prije nisam vidio.
And I began to understand that in Krishna consciousness, it was not about quick excitement like in the cartoons, you know.
I počeo sam shvaćati da osvjesnost Krishna nije o nekom brzom instantu uzbuđenju kao u crtanim filmovima.
Yeah, like Walt Disney or something. No, it is about going deeper and deeper into the detail.
Već ići dublje i dublje u detalje.
So in this way, we are now trying to cultivate more depth in our Krishna consciousness.
Na ovaj način pokušavam njegovati tu dubinu u svjesnosti Krishna.
Not only that, we have to please Krishna, but understand better what Krishna likes.
Ne sad da mi moramo zadovoljiti Krishna, nego shvatiti bolje što Krishna voli.
And in this way, adjust our whole life, everything.
I prilagoditi naš čitav život sve tome.
Prabhupada said that surrender means that we are also looking at all the small things. Not just a few big things for Krishna. Oh, we did a big Janmashtami for Krishna. Big, big, big. Velki Janmashtami. Velki.
Ja, napravio sam veliki festival Krishna Poja. Janmashtami.
Not only big, but also the small things.
Ne samo velike stvari, već također male stvari.
Gradually, all the small things.
Postepeno, sve male stvari.
Nothing to be neglected. Everything must be changed.
Ništa ne zanemariti. Sve treba promijeniti.
Everything for Krishna.
Sve za Krishna.
Well, that is Krishna consciousness.
To je svjesnost Krishna.
And that is really the mood of Vrindavan.
I to je uistinu raspoloženje Vrindavan.
So that is the essence of this Hare Krishna movement.
I to je suština ovog pokreta svjesnosti Krishna.
I'll enter that, but if someone has a question, then I'll try and answer it.
So, if I have a friend, and I'm trying to inspire her to chant. So, let's say I'm just now telling you to chant. So, what are the reasons I mentioned to you? Why should you do it?
No. Dakle, pitanje je zapravo kakve razloge navesti osobi koja tek se upoznaje sa procesom svjesnosti Krišna, odnosno izričito sa mantrem Hare Krišna Maha Mantra. Dakle, što bi rekao nekoj osobi, zašto bi ona zapravo trebala mantrati da je inspirira? Koji su razlozi?
It has a spiritual dimension.
To ima duhovna dimenzija.
And if you chant that sound, then it has some effect.
Čim počnete pjevati taj zvuk, ima učinak.
And it's very powerful.
I vrlo moćan.
So you should try it.
Sada sam to jednostavno dati priliku probati.
See what happens.
Vidite što će se dogoditi.
It's amazing.
Fantastično.
Yeah, there are many. When I had a girlfriend, the one from the dog, she didn't want to chant Hare Krishna. But one day, I cooked a big feast. Cheese sabji, puri, samosa. Sweet rice with added cream. And nice and cool from the fridge. Then I collected hazelnuts from a tree and also fresh red cherries.
I onda sam sakupio sa stabla lješnjake i svježe treške.
I made the hazelnuts golden brown.
Učinio sam te lješnjake zlatno smeđe.
Then I took this semolina flour and I roasted it.
Onda sam uzeo griz i onda sam ga malo pržio.
And not just with ghee, but with fresh butter from Holland. And then I put this golden syrup, not sugar, no, golden
syrup.
I mixed it all together. Then turn down the flame, put a lid on top of it. And didn't touch it for 20 minutes. Then I took the lid off. And put that steaming halva in a bowl.
I stavio sam tu haljavu koja se parila u posudu.
Then I had made with milk and custard powder a little bit of vanilla sauce.
I onda sam tu stavio pudin sa malo vanilje arome. Ovo je dramatično stvar
kuhanja. I put it on top of the halva.
I stavio sam to sve skupa na vrhu halva.
Then I offered it to Krishna.
It doesn't come to Krishna.
And after that, I gave it to my girlfriend. And she just said, is there more? And there was more. And after that, she was ready to chant
Hare Krishna.